if you're not spending more and more time there, you're constantly living in this like looking around, hypervigilance, talking fast. And that is actually the way that society's groomed us. That's the way the coaching industry has groomed us, like hustle, push, go. But it's not sustainable. And I've seen every single woman that's been in that state, who's made that kind of money, that's constantly anxious, hit some level of burnout or have to slow down their business at some point of their journey.
Hey, babe, welcome to the Sales and Social Podcast. I'm so freaking excited that you are here with me today. Are you ready to simplify your sales and learn to sell in a way that feels good, but also brings you in more consistent cash? If you find yourself feeling like you're doing all the things on social media, but it's not converting, you feel like you have inconsistent cash months, but you desire more recurring revenue, and you just want to sell in a way that feels good without feeling salesy and also have a lot of fun on your journey to entrepreneurship, you are in the right place. Hey, I'm Jillian. I'm your sales queen and your soon-to-be podcast BFF. 22 years in the corporate sales space, losing my job during the pandemic, having no freaking idea what I was going to do, but knowing that I had a God-given talent for sales, I quickly shifted to the online space, where I have not only been able to grow my own personal business from zero to 500K in just 18 months with nothing more than a Zoom link, a paper planner, and a whiteboard, I've helped hundreds and hundreds of others scale their businesses and explode their sales. So grab your beverage of choice, a pen and a paper if you're anything like me, and let's dive into today's juicy episode. What's up, babes? Welcome back to the podcast. I am so excited. I have my good friend Kara here today, and we are going to talk about all things money, nervous system work, and she is actually tuning in from Australia. So Kara, tell my audience who you are and what you do.
Good morning, everyone. Yes, it is bright and early here in Sydney, but as you can probably hear, I am American. So I am a business and life coach, and I can get into more of that journey as well. So I work with high performing, really those type A driven women. So many of you here are probably going to be nodding your head a lot during this. And I work with you as you are growing your business, not as much on the strategy side as I used to, but I specifically work with the nervous system and using neuroscience to really remove that stress, that anxiety. I call it anxious money. So as you're growing your business, how you can hold more peace, how you can hold more ease, how you can hold more energy so you can actually grow in a sustainable way that finally feels good after years of hustling.
I love that. Yeah, I think there's gonna be lots of people that are definitely like nodding their head, raising their hands, being like, yes, I am that type and definitely that overachiever. So let's actually dive in, because one of the things that's really important for me on the podcast is to actually like edify how you kind of got into this space or how you, you know, do the work that you do now. So what brought you to the place that you're in today?
Yeah, always the fun journey, right? We teach what we've been through. Yeah. So I have been doing this online coaching business probably for, gosh, 6 years now.
Amazing.
So I started when I was in London, and I swear when I moved there, so I was consulting in Silicon Valley, as you can imagine, just running around doing a million things. And then the day I moved to London, this is about 6 years ago, it's like my body stopped working the moment I got off the plane. I had no idea why. It was very weird. And I used to be, and you could probably, as you're listening to this again, say, yep, yep, that was me as well. The woman who was up at 6 a.m. every day at my personal trainer working out, then moving and running across the city, doing all the things, working really late, you know, eating at your desk, just go, 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 go. And you can do that in your 20s.
Yeah.
And then into your 30s even. And then it was literally like my body was telling me to slow down, but I didn't know what slow down meant. So I just kept going.
Yeah.
So, you know, I brought my skills online like many women did during that time. I started really more in the mindset and strategy space. So helping corporate women bring their skills online, start growing their business, you know, the six figures in 6 months and just go, go, go. And I was doing that and having so much fun.
Yeah.
I was having a ball. I was working with just really driven women. And then I moved to Australia. And so I thought it got bad in London. And then I moved to Australia. Within about a year, it's like my body stopped working. I was so fatigued. My eyes were so heavy. I was just so exhausted. Now, come to find out, I had mold poisoning from London. Mm-hmm. So thyroid stopped working, crazy levels of adrenal fatigue, chronic fatigue, all of that, which is, you know, some level of autoimmune, some level of, you know, hormone imbalance and whatnot really becomes prevalent for women who are constantly on the go, pushing. And we just think it's normal. We think these hormone imbalances are normal and whatnot. And so even with mold poisoning, it is, of course, you know, deadly, toxic, horrible. But I know now, had I been able to find more like calmness and regulation in my body, it probably wouldn't have had the impact that it did. Mm-hmm. So anyways, this was years and years of health issues and just a fatigue. Like I didn't know who I was anymore. So I continued to still be working in my business and really focusing on mindset and getting my life coaching certification and doing more certifications.
And then I kind of like in the hustle mentality.
Oh my goodness. Cause you see all the big money wins all the time, right? And you just think if you can work harder, you know, if you can just juggle more, if you can launch more, whatever it is, it's all
clients,
good.
All the things. Yeah.
And you hold all that. And then you're like, wait, why am I not only one, exhausted, but two, not loving this anymore? Like, I love it, but I'm not at the same time. I don't know if you've ever been there.
Oh yeah. Or even like I'm loving the money, but I'm not loving the life.
Yeah. And we're doing this.
I was there about 2 years ago. And I'm like, oh, the money is amazing. I remember telling my coach, like, if this is the route to seven figures, like I'm fucking done. Like, I don't want this route. Yeah.
100%. Absolutely. So I've just seen so many women go through this, and that's where I went. And I, at a point when my body really, really broke, and it was just a level of like, I don't care anymore, that level of apathy. And I don't, you're probably like me. I don't have, like, I don't care. Like, I just go and I do. I don't have like,
Yeah.
So that's when I knew. And it was also just how much anxiety and stress was constantly in my body. And I couldn't sit still. I couldn't turn my brain off. I was always thinking about work. And so from that was when I really got into nervous system work and understanding all of my different states and what to do and how to actually like remove anxiety and how to add energy when I was really low. So I started honestly from a health perspective, but then I'm like, every woman in business absolutely needs this.
Yeah.
So I really
mean, again, how many of us are like sitting down journaling and like can't even journal because our mind's going
100%.
Trying to meditate and you're like, I can't even meditate. I mean, yeah, like 100% what you're saying is
so amazing. And it makes you worse. And then you have shame and guilt. Yeah. Like,
why can't I journal? Why can't I have a morning routine? Like, yeah, 100%.
Or even, you know, this is the high performing side, which most of us are. But then when you start to be in that burnout phase and that go, go, go phase, and then suddenly, and we've seen this with probably all of our clients, like, oh, wait, why aren't they taking action? Why aren't they doing? And we have this narrative in the industry, if you want it bad enough, you will go. And I always wanted it bad enough. And then I went the extreme other side and I wasn't doing things. I was investing in all these coaches and more strategy, more mindset, and I wasn't completing things. And then I was like a whole new level of shame, guilt, and I didn't know who I was anymore.
Yeah.
So that has been the whole journey. So now I really encompass a lot, like nervous system first, heavy. And then I bring a lot in my faith in terms of faith and mindset work, because I still believe you completely need both.
Yeah. And I think there's a ton of women, like I said, and men that are listening to this podcast right now that can absolutely identify with so many different parts of your story. And that's why I love to start the podcast out with like people really kind of telling their story, because I want them to be able to see themselves like really in you of like, okay, she was there. She can help me. She can lead me. And there's also like a sense of like connection and credibility. So I absolutely love that. You've talked a little bit already about anxious money. And I know on your podcast form, you have this in like air quotes. So really like break this down for us. Like, what is this anxious money?
Yeah. So I talk a lot about anxious money in terms of really those hustle habits of female leaders and what it leads to. So while, and you mentioned this before, while the money is good, is great, or maybe you're even, you know, still working on hitting your six figures or whatever success looks like for you.
Exactly.
But if you have to be constantly in a hustle mode to achieve that, that's the first thing. So when you're constantly feeling like, I gotta go, which is, again, there's seasons. You might have to do that when you're first juggling your 9 to 5 or whatever that is. But if you cannot turn your brain off by 5 p.m., if it takes you 3 days into a vacation to relax, even right now, I have a little bit of adrenaline, right? I'm talking fairly fast, but if you're constantly talking like this and you can't shut off, and then you wonder why you're exhausted after coaching calls or being coached, you are living in a baseline state of fight or flight. And I found I was like living quote unquote the high life. Like, yeah, I was juggling Boxer and on calls and right. Like morning calls because I'm in Australia. I was doing podcasts like this all the time, but it was so much on my body because it was constant, but I couldn't find a way back to a state of, and I can get technical, it's called ventral. Your ventral state is more your peace state, your calm state, your flow state. If you're not spending more and more time there, you're constantly living in this, like looking around, hypervigilance, talking fast. And that is actually the way that society's groomed us. That's the way the coaching industry has groomed us, like hustle, push, go. Yeah. But it's not sustainable. And I've seen every single woman that's been in that state who's made that kind of money that's constantly anxious hit some level of burnout or have to slow down their business at some point of their journey.
Yeah. I mean, I think even something as simple as like all of you right now that are listening to this podcast, how many of you guys are listening to this podcast while you're like on a walk or on a run or at the gym? It's like, you can't even be in the moment of like taking care of your body or like self-care or maybe like laying on the couch right now. You're like, oh, I got to have a podcast in. I know for me, that's what I always thought. I was like, oh, if I'm laying in the sun, I got to have a business podcast in. Or if I'm driving, I can't listen to worship music. I got to put podcast on. Or if I'm laying in bed at night, like I got to grab a business book, right? It's like, I felt like I always had to be like doing more or like learning more. And I couldn't like shut that off. And for me, that was like my very first like red flag. Like, okay, you got to get your shit in order.
Yeah. But we think it's normal. We're taught it's normal.
Because our friends usually are high performers and we're almost like outdoing each other. Like, oh, what are you doing? Like I'm doing this. And it's so funny because I think like, then you start hanging around other people that have kind of done this work. And then you see it like on the flip side, like yesterday is a great example. I finished my coaching day. It was like 3 o'clock. I was literally exhausted. And now I hang out with a lot of people who are in more of this flow in this ease state. So I have a group chat and they were like, hey, what are you doing? I'm like, I don't know. It's like 3 o'clock. I'm exhausted. They're like, lay on your couch and watch Netflix. I'm like, it's 3 o'clock. They're like, so, and I was like, I remember like a year ago, I was in a very different text thread. They'd be like, we'll record a podcast episode or go for a walk or go to the gym or go do this. And it's like your surroundings also make such a big difference.
Makes such a big difference. Cause once you hit that state, which again, most people do, cause people have probably been there in some way, shape or form, and it's not worth it. Like all the money in the world is not worth your health. Or also like, if we just think of it from a leadership standpoint, when you are in that constant state of that anxious money, like you're snappier, you're rushing your employees. They're not feeling safe around you, your clients as well. Like if you can't be really regulated, your clients aren't going to have the success either because you're pushing them. They're feeling like unease around you. So if you can hold a different cleaner space, they feel just safer. Your retention rates increase. It really has such a knock-on effect. Like when my clients do this work, the number one thing most of them say is, I'm a better mom. I'm a more present mom. My relationships with my partner are so much better. Like it's actually a huge knock-on effect in their life.
Yeah. There's actually two questions that I have on that. So when someone does nervous system work, do they see a bigger difference like in their personal life, more in their business life, or is it really like all encompassing?
All encompassing for sure. Because it's like, so what happens when you are in a constant fight or flight state, which again, most of us, it's just your baseline state. You think it's normal. Like I never knew I was stressed. I never knew I was anxious. A doctor would ask me, are you stressed? I'm like, no, not at all.
I'm good. I say all the time, like, oh no, I'm fine. And then I'm like, why is my blood pressure high? My heart rate high? Right.
Totally. Because women aren't in their body. So like, and also we won't go into like the masculine and feminine dynamics and polarity around that, but like we should be more feminine. Of course, like there's masculine to work, like we have to get stuff done. But to your point, when you're in that level, your prefrontal cortex is offline. And so what ends up happening is you don't realize you're in that state, but two, your creativity is stifled. This is why most entrepreneurs say, oh, I go for a walk or in the shower, I get the best ideas, because you're actually in a more relaxed state. So your business ideas and your execution will actually explode when you can get out of this state because you have a full brain access. That's probably the easiest way I can say it. And when you have full brain access, you're fully there, you're fully present, you're executing on all cylinders. So not only is yeah, it impacting everyone around you, but like you are concentrating and you could do it for short periods of time. What I find most people do is they work less. I can get women down to working 4 days a week because it's concentrated.
It's not what I'm on.
And you can disconnect. You're not worrying at night, oh, about my client, about this. You're like, you stop that worry cycle.
Yeah, I think that is so important. And one of the questions I was going to ask you is like, for the women and men that are listening to our podcast right now, it's like, how do they know that it's time to do this work? Like, how is it like, okay, I always say like, what are the symptoms that are happening that you're like, okay, it's actually time to do the work?
Yeah. So I would definitely say if you find yourself throughout the day, if you were to really be honest and check in, does your brain run a million miles an hour and it stays there? Like, are your thoughts really fast? Do you feel a lot of urgency in your body? I have to go. I have to do more. I have to be doing this and that. And you're constantly feeling that bit of overwhelm. So it's either an overwhelm, which shows me you're already out of like what we call a window of tolerance. Mm-hmm. So it come in an overwhelm, or it might come in an extreme stress, anxiety in your body, or actually most people do is procrastinate. So if you find yourself in procrastination for hours, and then all of a sudden you're like, gotta go, get it done. It's showing me you're in a bit of a shutdown state. And then you're like, oh, I need that adrenaline. Let's hit the gas again. Yeah. And so you will know by 5 o'clock, if you check in with your body about 5 p.m. and you're like, wow, I'm exhausted, but I have more to do. And then you keep pushing through. Those would really be good signs that you're actually overriding your body's natural need to just sit there for a second, just regulate a little bit. And then you can work more. That's fine. But you probably could have gotten it all done during the workday and work less if you learn to get rid of that urgency, move out of that overwhelm. So it will start to come up less and less.
Yeah, I love that. And, you know, you've said this a couple of times, like, you know, really kind of stepping in and like regulating and starting to heal and do these things. So for the people who are on this podcast right now and they're like, okay, I want to start to maybe do this work. I'm not at a place yet, right? Maybe to invest or get a program, or this is still very new to me. Like, what are some things that they could start to do? Like, maybe it is 5 o'clock and they're like, oh shit, like I need to actually start to do some of these things. What are like some easy tools they can start to incorporate in their life like today?
Yeah, I love this. So there's three main nervous system states. So one is maybe right now, as you're listening to this, you're like, yeah, I'm chilled. I'm cool. I'm here. I'm present. So it's a present state. It's called your ventral. So know when you're in that state. And then the other two is really easy in terms of you hear fight or flight a lot, which I just explained that state, that anxious money state. But throughout the day, if you can just be like, oh, where am I now? So understand your state is number one. And if you are over-energized, that like I just talked about, the fast racing thoughts, more, gotta go. If you notice you're in that state over-energized, or the flip side, under-energized. So you might just think, oh, I'm tired, or ooh, okay, I'm a little bit foggy right now. You're going to be either at that state of, like I said, that calm present state, over-energized or under-energized. So it's actually really self-explanatory what you do. If you're over-energized, you actually just want to move that energy. So the fight or flight is over-energized. You want to move the energy. So it might be just going on a brisk walk.
Yeah.
It might be doing some jumping jacks. It might be one I really love. So I'll give you a neural tool right now. If you were to close your fist, So if you're listening, if you just close and clench your fist really hard for like 5 seconds, and then you let it go, and then just notice how you feel after.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. When you're doing this, you guys, as she says it. So I'm like, I'm living with you guys.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. I did this with a client the other day and he's like, oh, my anxiety feels better. So you really want to notice, here's the biggest thing for your brain. You got to get the brain back online. You want to notice how you feel before and after, because you're going to create a new neural pathway when you recognize, oh, I have a 1% shift. It's the only thing we're trying to do, show your brain I can have a 1% shift.
I love that.
So you're over-energized. I did the clenching of the fist. That's a neural tool that you can use. Notice, oh, okay, I feel a little bit better, or anything to move the energy. Now, if you're on the flip side, so under-energized, and high performers are like, no, I'm not there. You're there.
Every high performer. I'm there today. So give me all the tips today. Because today I'm dragging ass, you guys.
Yeah. And I mean, especially like me, I couldn't believe when I found myself here more often than not. Like, as you are recovering, if it's hormone issues, if it's any kind of health issue, you will go here. And really, the key is not to feel shame and compare yourself now to your old self. That was the hardest thing for me. I used to be so go. And I'm like, wait, I don't have energy until 11 noon sometimes.
I don't book any coaching calls until 12 p.m. because I love to sleep in. I love to sleep in and I love to like honor my body.
Yeah, absolutely. And that, like, knowing what works for your energy is huge. So when you are under energized, I want you actually just to think about, how do I add a little energy? Mm-hmm. And this is where most people screw it up. So really listen in.
I'm listening. I'm taking notes, you guys.
When you are on the internet, people are going to say, get up at 5 a.m., do the cold plunge, you know, run right in the morning, get your workout in right away. And when you're under energized, what's going to happen? If you push it too much, you're going to spike. You're going to go to the very top of your energy. You're going to feel that adrenaline and you're going to crash. And this is where the crashes come in. So I want you to think, how do I add a little energy? So maybe you do some light shaking, just like light shaking or swaying back and forth. Maybe you put some heat is really good in this stage. So maybe you have like a hot water pack, or I have just like a little heat pack, and I put it on my neck or my like womb area. You could go for a walk, a light walk, or you could even just walk outside and get your face in the sun for 10, 20 seconds.
I love that. I literally love that. Yeah, it's so good. So you guys, this has been such a great episode. I mean, one, I think there's a lot of people who are going to literally be raising their hand and being like, this is me. She gave us some lots of like tactical stuff that we can do. I think where a lot of us are probably in this anxious money state. So if you resonated with this and you're like, okay, I need more, Kara, how can people find you?
Yeah, I'm most active on Instagram. So just head over to Kara Baroni with C-A-R-A and just say hi. Honestly, slide into my DMs and we can talk about where you are, what state you're in, and we can just have a chat.
I love it. Thank you so much, Kara, for being here. You guys, we will get this episode out. Reach out to Kara. She's absolutely incredible at what she does. And when you heal your nervous system, you actually make more money.
I love it. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, of course. Thank you so much for tuning into the Sales and Social Podcast. If today's episode has you fired up and you loved it, could you do me a huge favor and leave a review over on Apple Podcasts? Or take a screenshot and share it on social media, and don't forget to tag your business bestie. And while you're there, connect with me on the gram at the Jillian Murphy. I'm on a mission to change the mindset of sales. I want people to love sales because the reality is sales is the foundation of everything you do. It's how your business generates revenue consistently. So show up and be unapologetic about selling, because once you fall in love with selling, babe, sky's the limit. So I'll catch you on the next episode, but until then, feel free to slide into my DMs because I cannot wait to get to know you better.